The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoop Baseballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington. We're at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. You can find the show at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. For your fantasy basketball playoff runs, I would recommend you get over to hoop-ball.com, check out the free content, check out some of the tools, our team coverage shows, Hoopball Raptors, Hoopball Celtics, Hoopball Mavericks, Hoopball Hawks. Whatever you're needing some coverage on, we've got you covered. Today is going to be, let's call it like Turbo Tuesday. So I'm just going to run through the MLB and the NBA cards. Don't have a ton of deep dives right now. You've probably noticed me a little quieter lately, but I have been gathering data, been setting some shows up, been getting some stuff ready for what's to come. So I will be making a lot more picks and more wager pass and free plays coming soon. Now, I want to reiterate the hoop-ball.com stuff because the premium content over there, well, let's just put it this way. You get a wager pass for 33 cents a day. We have about 10 handicappers. Two of which are on like a 10-1 run right now. 16-5 is what Brew's on in his last 21 plays. We just, we got some really, really smart folks there on the team. So we definitely check that out. Take advantage of the winnings. You heard the promos read at the beginning and before the show. We had an exciting Masters. Hideki Matsuyama becoming the first Japanese player to win any major event. Very cool. I love seeing history. It's so fun when sports as old as golf and baseball, you know, we see records still being broken. I'm not sure what the correct usage of that word would be. But I find it exciting. It just is really cool that something can happen for the first time since 1870. Speaking on baseball. I do want to start with baseball today. I always wrap the show up with NBA because I'm a little less opinionated on it. But nonetheless, We got some things to speak on. Recording this at about 8:40 a.m. Central. So some lines could change, obviously. I'm going to go ahead and start with the 1-10 game, Boston, Minnesota. This Boston team starting to heat up. Minnesota's obviously got some really good bats. J.A. Happ, left-handed pitcher on the mound for Minnesota. Boston, you know, it could be level of competition lately, but nonetheless, their bats have been hitting really, really well. They're big guys, you know, like J.D. Martinez and Xander Bogaerts. They've been kicking left-handed pitching, but we got some really decent OPSs for this squad. The Twins, you know, if the Red Sox can limit the dingers and the extra base hits, we all know that those two pieces are very important parts of the Minnesota Twins offense. I like the Red Sox as underdogs today. They're plus 130 on the money line. I'm going over 8.5. You can get 8 in some spots. I'm seeing over 8 right now. Boston's come down from plus 134 to plus 130. And then with Nathan Eovaldi being on the mound, I really like Boston's chances better. I think he's got a shot to do really well against this Minnesota team. And as I was talking about J.A. Happ, I updated my browser. Yeah, that was really weird. All right, so Kenta Maeda is pitching for Minnesota. I'm not sure why J.A. Happ was being listed in there. That was really weird. But it, like, changed out. Okay. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyways, we'll move on. Nonetheless, stays the same. Kenta Maeda is a great pitcher. Don't get me wrong. See, now it's doing it again. Now it's saying J.A. Happ again. What is going on? This is really weird. All right. J.A. Happ, Kenta Maeda. Either which way, we'll figure out who the exact pitcher is. So the next game will be Oakland and Arizona at 2:40. A couple of decent little mid-afternoon games. Got about 4 of them, actually. Oakland, Arizona, just going to be real brief here. Both these teams are 4-7, but, you know, one is better than the other. I like Luxardo on the mound for Oakland. Zach Gallen making his first start of the season for Arizona. And Oakland's money line came down from minus 130 to about minus 113 right now in some spots. I've got my minus 115 ticket. And I like Oakland to just go ahead and win outright in this spot. You know, they just got to kind of turn it around eventually. And doing it against Arizona, you know, that would do them some good. Next game is at 3:05. Seattle and Baltimore. Justice Sheffield, John Means. Over under 8.5. You know, I might take a look at Baltimore's team total here. 4.5. Because they got some guys that do really well against lefties. Like really, really well against lefties. Mm-hmm.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Seager right now hitting 375. He's the only thing going well for the Mariners, it seems like, offensively. Baltimore, you know, they got Ryan Mountcastle, Mikel Franco, Cedric Mullins. This guy's all hitting over 250. Freddie Galvis against lefties. And high on base percentages for this Orioles team. So I like that against the shaky Mariners roster. And the Mariners, you know, they've got a pretty terrible bullpen. So what I'm looking for here is Baltimore to be able to get some, you know, 1-2 runs early. And then on top of that, to get a couple late, probably. So over 4.5 at -115, I might go ahead and take a stab with that. And the other 3 o'clock game. Oh, and just so we are aware, it looks like, yeah. So that's the first game of a doubleheader. Second game of the doubleheader, I'm just going to leave alone. Phillies, Mets. Also in doubleheaders today. First game is going to be Chase Anderson, Tyon Walker. Honestly, no opinion on this one. I'm not going to have any opinion on either of those, so we'll just go ahead and get those out of the way. San Diego and Pittsburgh. San Diego, Pittsburgh. Man. Pittsburgh's really terrible. 91% of the money's coming in on the under, which is really weird. But I'm looking at the over. Chad Cole had a pretty good outing his last time out. I'm looking for some regression to come from there. And then, of course, Blake Snell's on the mound for San Diego. So it's going to be easy to back them. Even the run line at -1.5 is -135. But I'm not looking to play all of that. So I don't think I need to get involved in this game other than the fact that I like the over 8. You can get it at -105 in some spots right now. We talked about the second game of the Seattle, Baltimore, Philly, New York. Not really looking to touch those. Cleveland and Chicago. We got Shane Bieber. We got Lucas Giolito. I got the White Sox -105. I'm going to try again with the White Sox. Give me White Sox -105. It's up to -110 this morning in some spots. Yankees, Toronto. Amason Tyon, Hyunjin Ryu. This is an interesting matchup here. And I took the under yesterday with the Yankees and the Blue Jays. Worked out. I'm not sure how I feel about today's game. These two pitchers make it really weird. I'm not sure how to trust Jameson Taillon right now. I would maybe look. Yeah, both team totals are pretty high. I don't have an opinion on any first five stuff in the game either. So let's go ahead and stay away from this one. We might be able to find some live opportunity, though. Texas-Tampa Bay, we got Mr. Gibson going against Mr. Yarborough. Over-under is 8. Plus even money at the overside. -180 to Tampa Bay. Gibby. You know, he's the only reason that I would look to back Texas in this spot. +155 on the money line. But I'm not looking to do that at all. Rangers team totals at 3.5. I bet you could find threes somewhere. They got their best pitcher on the mound, so maybe they can hang for the first five. But last time I picked a game involving these Rangers, they got no hit. So a little gun shy. So I'm going to go ahead and back off that also. Miami. Atlanta, I like Miami +147. I like them to just win outright. Atlanta's got some serious issues going on right now. I'm not sure what they are, but they got some serious issues. Washington, St. Louis, Strasburg on the mound, Jack Flaherty on the mound. Washington, first five, money line -110. I'm going to roll with it. Looking to see if the Cards bats continue to struggle early in games, be quiet. Steven Strasburg on the mound. It's the Straws, man. Detroit, Houston, over 9. Looks like Jake Odorizzi is going to be making his first start of the year. Matt Boyd going to be pitching. He's a lefty. And Houston loves hitting lefties. Jose Altuve, Mike Brantley, Carlos Correa, Yuli Gurriel, Alex Bregman, Miles Straw, all over the 300 mark hitting against lefties this year so far. Detroit's team total is at 5.5. Houston's team total is at 5.5. little too high for me. I was hoping there would be some value there. First five, nothing. I would maybe look at the over in this game, even though Odorizzi's pitching. I like the fact that, I mean, Houston's been involved in a ton of overs this year. A ton. Over nine. We'll roll with that. Los Angeles, Kansas City. We got Duffy. We got Bundy. I'm going to go and just roll with the Royals plus money, plus 118 today. Keep it short and sweet. That's my Royals pick. Royals upsetting Dylan Bundy and the Angels tonight. They need this one. They're 4-4. Get to 500. Luis Castillo and Kevin Gausman taking on each other. Man, it's in San Francisco. Cincinnati's bats have kind of cooled down a little bit. They still got that impressive pitching. I'm looking at a first five under four. Oof, that is a low number. Four? I was excited at first. Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn. Like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof, so that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting. I like Cincinnati to win. The Reds hit a little bit better against righties than what the Giants do. So Cincinnati winning here, I wouldn't be shocked. -109 on the money line. I'll just go ahead and take Cincinnati. Gausman's been pitching ridiculously, but the Giants can't close games out. Lastly, Colorado, Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Trevor Bauer. I know those two guys are on the mound, but give me the over. Last time Bauer was pitching against these guys, I think 8 runs was scored in the first 5 innings. So look for that. That's how I'll be approaching this card today. We got some really cool matchups. We got some decent stuff going on today. We've got some really exciting pitching matchups. We got our first crop of doubleheaders. And, you know, we got a lot of baseball today. Finalizing some tally site plays. And we're going to have some NBA to talk about too. Want to definitely talk about NBA. Really like that Miami play. I'm seeing +150, 160s, somewhere in there. Talking about the Marlins. Didn't talk about the Cubs Brewers. Forgot to do that. Man, the Cubs are playing like garbage right now. I'll take Milwaukee out, right? Until they figure the pitching out, then it's just going to be a struggle all year. Yeah, I think we can go ahead and move on to NBA now. So with the NBA, this is a weird time of the year to cap NBA. As y'all know, I'm not super, super heavy NBA. If you follow me on Action Network, you see that I do pretty well by making picks and then on tally site and stuff. But real briefly, I'm going to run through 3 plays on the NBA card that I've got for today. And like I said, I'm going to be real brief with it just because baseball is more of my subject matter that I'm comfortable with. But the Lakers taking on Charlotte tonight, over 208.5. There's a lot of guys that are out. You know, you'd think that hurt the offense, but I think it hurts the defense a lot too. Charlotte's been playing a lot more loose defensively lately. And I love the offensive weapons that they've got. Lakers, capable, obviously, potent veterans there. So over 208.5 is where I'm looking in this game. Boston -105 on the money line. They were the underdog. It came down from 2-1 last night on the spread. So I said, I'll just take the money line against Portland. Portland's got a lot of firepower. Those trades they made at the deadline were huge. They got healthier. They're playing super, super good right now. But Boston, you know, I think they're a gritty defensive team. If they can get their offense in check and their rotations in check, I think they can go ahead and come out and win this game. So, Boston -105 on the money line. Miami, Phoenix. I mean, under 215, the steam's gone the opposite way to 216.5. But with the way that these two teams play defensively, the pace, the matchups, you got a lot of familiar faces. Jameson Crowder playing against his old team. I just think that defense is going to be key. Spoelstra. Keep an eye out on those 3 plays. That's, you know, my heaviest of leans right now, my heaviest of plays. And, you know, I think that's just honestly where I'm going to end up. Tonight's not an exciting card. There's 5-6 games, so I talked about half of them. Wouldn't be shocked if we saw underdogs win a lot tonight, other than OKC and Utah. Honestly, I could see the Lakers beating Charlotte. I could see Boston beating Portland. I could see Miami beating Phoenix. And then I could see Indy, beaten the Clippers, although I do have a lean to -3 on the Clippers. Atlanta's technically the underdog against Toronto at +1.5. You know, all those dogs. I mean, if you want to bet on all dogs tonight, all dogs go to heaven. Hey, let's roll it. I bet there's value in it. I bet we could go up units tonight if we just took all underdogs. I might look to do that. Shout out Mr. Glant over at Odd Shark. G-Dog, 5,000. Speaking of which, Odd Shark is going to be having another representative on the show tomorrow. That's all I'm saying. Because the Odd Shark people are freaking great. However, this specific person, I think, is going to be a hoot. Very first betting personality video series I started watching when I started betting and capping. So huge, huge honor for me. Huge smile going to be on my face when he tweeted back at me. I literally raised my fist in the air and I screamed, yes. Yeah. So super stoked. Let's wrap the NBA up. Let's wrap the MLB up. Let me send you all of my good vibes and all of my good energies. I know today was shorter, but I warned you of it. I've been trying to talk less lately. It's not been working. But unless it's a super large card, I don't think I need to talk for an hour and 15 minutes. Unless y'all like that kind of stuff. Let me know in the comments and the thread. Let me know wherever you can find me. Twitter, at DALE007. Leave a review with the appropriate star marking on Apple products, Apple Music, whatever it's called. Follow us and download the episodes on Spotify. That helps us in that algorithm. We've almost got the Apple algorithm figured out. Top 15. We're cracking it. We need your help, though. And we do appreciate all of the help so far. Got some exciting stuff coming from the gaming division here soon. Some of the newer guys going to be doing some different things for us, some different content. Basketball season going to wrap up soon, so we're going to be heavy golf, heavy MMA, heavy baseball for a little while until football stuff starts rolling around. Playoff basketball is going to be phenomenal. So let's just all roll together. Let's have a big old fun family affair. Don't forget to join us. Get your premium subscription over on the Wager Pass side. Come get into the Discord chats. It's fun. It is super, super fun. Ask any of our other pros. Ask any of our subscribers about it. It's probably the best part of the whole ordeal. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap a bow on this one. Please do not forget those 5-star reviews. If you do leave a 1-star review, that is okay. Just tell me why. Tell me why. Please tell me why. All right, I'm singing Backstreet Boys now, and it's time to wrap this show up. That's how you know your podcast is it's probably ran its course for the day. You start busting out BB lyrics, BSB. Hey, Millennium was a tight album. I don't care what anyone says. I like death metal. I like doom metal. I like grunge, 60s gothic rock, 70s whatever. Rap, hip hop, old country. But I will still hold a special place in my heart for boy bands. LFO, 90 Degrees, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. Yeah. They did it right. One Direction. Hey, I'm starting to become a believer. Not in the group, but man, Harry Styles. I'll tell you what. And this is my last tangent before I say farewell, I promise. Harry Styles has got some freaking tunes. That guy is an artist. He's a musician. plays like every instrument. Got some old soulful, like jazz swing music, like big band stuff, 20s, 30s, like Gatsby-like stuff. Check him out. I don't know. I like his horns and trumpets and stuff. On top of sports, I'm really avid into listening to music and learning about music. I'm like an encyclopedia of band members and, you know, this album came out here. And I've actually been starting to think about doing another podcast where I just do pretty much just a podcast about talking about random music. Like just say, take an episode and talk about an album, like say, you know, the Chili Peppers' second album or something. Just go through a big deep dive on that album, talk about the ins and outs and how they made it and what songs meant and just stuff like that. I don't know. Now I'm rambling. All right. This is a sports betting show. If you want more information on me, find me at DALE007 and in real life at Devin Ellington. Yeah. If you run into me and you know who I am, say hi. Probably not going to happen because you're not going to be in the boonies of Oklahoma. So, all right, let's say goodbye to each other. Everyone give hugs and kisses. Wave goodbye to Mom and Pa. We are going to pull this PT Cruiser on out of the driveway and get on down the gravel strip. We got today to get launching here. We got some positivity and some good effort and good vibes to send out there. We got safety to be done. We got some friendly activities to be had. That's right. Treat folks nicely today. Please keep your patience. I know stuff is challenging and I know things are hard and things are tough, but remain patient and remain diligent and just try to understand the person next to you. If you will, please, please, please give the show a follow at Hoopball Gaming. Yep. And with that, let me send you on out with some more positive vibes, positive energies. I am out. Today in sports betting, out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.